starting on March 16th, we actually closed to the public and went to a complete non-public facing model.
I was a restaurant worker, and unfortunately, the three restaurants that I always pick up hours at all closed up completely.
Yeah, it's stressful, it's frustrating.
I don't think we've ever dealt with something this scary before with the farm.
You know, obviously it's a reduced amount of business from what we do when people are in the store.
Social media advertising, we're probably going to have to buy some ads on social media to try to reach a different audience.
So we're doing a mobile delivery service and a pickup service at the farm.
You know, at the moment we have to kind of limit things just to keep everybody safe.
This is New Hampshire Calling, a pop-up show from NHPR that's all about how we can help each other navigate daily life in this time of a pandemic. I'm Jack Rodolico, live in Concord. Tonight, we are opening up the phones to talk to you about small businesses. We want to hear from everyone, consumers, employees, and business owners. Are you finding ways to support the local businesses that you love? Do you want to give one a shout out on the radio for doing an exceptionally good job during this crisis? Or if you own or work for a small business, what is your reality? Are you adapting? Are you afraid you'll lose your job or close your doors? Tell us what it's like for you. Call us at 603-513-7700. One more time, 603-513-7700. You can also email us at nhcalling@nhpr.org. Before we go to the calls, let's recap what we know right now about coronavirus in New Hampshire. At a press conference today, the state's top epidemiologist announced four new deaths from COVID-19, all of them residents of nursing homes. Confirmed cases of COVID-19 continue to rise, although hospitalizations from the virus are stable at the moment. Governor Sununu says the state will start paying $300 a week to people who work at long-term care facilities. That's money that will go to the essential workers who take care of the population most at risk of dying from COVID-19. As always, to learn more about these stories and many more, go to our website, nhpr.org. That's where you're going to find the latest news updated constantly about the pandemic in New Hampshire. You know, the news about the economy is pretty bleak right now. It's also confusing. But here's something we know. Running a small business is often a labor of love. The hours are long, the margins can be thin, and many small businesses in New Hampshire right now are looking at a very uncertain future. And that's what we want you to call us to talk about. Are you worried about that Main Street business? Are you finding a way to support them? And do you want to give them a shout out right here on the radio? Or if you work at or own one of these businesses, what are you making of this moment? Are you pivoting your business model? How? Are you finding creative ways to keep your customers engaged? Or are you making hard choices about your employees, maybe people who've worked with you for years? Tell us your story, good, bad, or ugly. New Hampshire Calling is live, and our phone number is 603-513-7700. Again, talking about small businesses in this moment during a pandemic. Are you supporting them? Are you working for one? What is your reality in terms of your relationship with a small business? Email us your story at nhcalling@nhpr.org. Again, the phone number, 603-513-7700. Tonight, we're going to have someone on the line with us throughout the show, a colleague of mine, and he's here right now via Skype, Todd Bookman. Todd, how you doing?
I'm okay, Jack. I'm doing about as well as you'd expect.
Yeah. I'm so glad you're here. Todd, you cover all kinds of stuff, including the economy in the state, small businesses in the state. And I kind of wanted to start with a question for you because I can't tell what's going on. Number one, I can't travel anywhere. You know, I can't go anywhere and really see if businesses are open or closed. But is it just me, or does the news about small businesses seem to exist in this kind of split screen of anecdotes? You know, we've got stories about businesses closing, stories of businesses adapting. Like, what is your understanding?
Yeah, so I've heard a lot of different stories from businesses I've spoken with around the state. And you're right, there's definitely this range. There are some businesses that are considered essential and are still open to the public. I'm thinking about, like, you know, even neighborhood flower shops and nurseries. Those places are open and you can go to them mostly and buy your mulch for the spring season.
Yeah.
Then there are all these businesses you know, sort of in the middle of that. These are places that are trying to transition to curbside pickup, where you can order by phone or online and then pick up the good right outside of the store, or they'll deliver it to you. And then there is this third class of businesses that are just deciding to ride this out with their doors closed. And they're doing that, you know, either because it's just too hard to figure out how to sell goods online if you don't have your inventory already loaded on a website.
Yeah.
Hard to sell it online. And also people, I think, are just concerned to go out, concerned to ask their employees to come in. And so there's definitely a lot of businesses that have decided to just keep the doors closed for now.
Yeah. We're talking about small businesses tonight on New Hampshire Calling. Call us to give a shout out to the local business that you are trying to support or that you see adapting, doing creative things to keep you engaged as a customer. The number is 603-513-7700. Again, the number 603-513-7700. You can also email us at nhcalling@nhpr.org. Todd, I think like one of the most quintessential local businesses is the bookstore, right? And you've done some reporting on local bookstores and how they're adapting. I mean, local bookstores, it's like it's already been hard because of Amazon and online sales, and this is another thing. So what are you hearing from them?
Yeah, there's definitely a sort of can-do attitude, I think, from a lot of the local community bookstores. And nearly all the ones that I've reached out to in New Hampshire are open at this moment. Places like the Toadstool and Water Street, Bookends and Warner, you know, these places are trying to make it work as best as they can. And that is largely through online sales,
yep,
free shipping from their stores, or you can call up and, you know, somebody will walk the store and find you a book off the shelf that may interest you. There's no way that they're doing the volume of business they want to be doing, but here's a way for them to sort of fill the role in the community that they need to fill. And honestly, a lot of us are home right now, not doing much else, so reading a good book doesn't seem
right,
like a bad option. So I think, you know, community bookstores are one of those businesses that are in position to stay open and potentially ride this out. I can't imagine they're going to finish this in the black, but at least that's one chance, you know, one business for them to try.
And it seems like, you know, it's better than closing if you can just, like you said, try to stay in the black. Todd, we got a lot of people on the phone, so let's go there. Jump in at any time. And I just want to remind people that on New Hampshire Calling, we are talking right now about small businesses, how they are adapting, how are they surviving, or the hard choices that they have to make right now in this moment of a pandemic. Call us at 603-513-7700. Again, 603-513-7700. Let's go to Karen calling from Amherst. Karen, how are you this evening? Welcome to New Hampshire Calling.
Oh, thanks. I'm doing just fine.
Good. So what's your story?
Well, my story is I have a very large consignment store with a huge inventory, and when we decided that it was not safe for my staff or the customers to stay open any further, I had to tell my staff to stop coming to work. So I'm here every day, and I'm engaging with the customers as best I can with social media, newsletters, and they're calling, and they're being lovely, and they're, you know, ordering things. Just to order something, just to support me, and it's wonderful. So I've been working really hard. I heard you talk about people trying to adapt to online. That's what I've been doing. I've been trying to load my website with more and more products to make it easier for people to buy things. And now I've got the paycheck protection that I've been approved for. So my hope is that once we have some sort of idea of when we might be able to reopen again, I'll be able to, before then, rehire the staff,
yeah,
and get them in here and get the clothing processed and get ready to open with a bang.
Yeah. Karen, thanks so much for sharing your story, and thanks for calling into the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like, you know, I think one thing we might be hearing from people is, you know, if they knew when this was going to end, it might be easier to know if they can survive it. We're going to go now to Carrie Lindstrom from Jaffrey. Carrie, you're on the line. How are you?
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we wanted to talk to you because, so you own, it's funny that our first call was from a consignment shop because you own a mid-century modern furniture store called the Melamine Cup in Jaffrey, right?
That's
You've been in business for about 7 years. And you, my basic understanding is that you are a one-woman show, that you don't really have employees. And what I'd love to know is in that situation, can you give me one example of how you are using social media to adapt and sell? What are you doing now that you did not have to do a month ago?
Yeah, so I do have, you know, one or two women that help me out a couple hours a month, but generally I do everything myself. And the biggest thing about my stores is my social contact with people, you know, like meeting people and talking about stories and reminiscing, because my store is wacky and wild and it's like a trip down memory lane. And so when this all happened, it was like all of a sudden I just remember it was Sunday the 15th, and by 1 o'clock I was like, where is everybody? It, like, business just stopped. People just stopped coming. And then you know, Sununu put out the you know, the mandate for non-essential businesses, you know, to close and whatnot, and I was like, oh my god, what am I gonna do? Because this is my pride and joy and my baby, and I miss everybody. And so I had to get super, super creative. And
Carrie, give me one example of what you're doing online right now.
Yeah. So I'm really good at social media. Like, I kind of rock Facebook. I don't mean to brag, but I really do.
Sure.
So a good example, I did these vintage mystery boxes. I came up with a menu the first time I rolled them out like 2 weeks ago, and people could choose what they wanted in their mystery box. It could have been 80s things. It could have been 1970s theme, and I just loaded them and shipped them off, and within 24 hours I sold 40 of them, which was insane. I think I didn't know what I was getting into. You know,
this is a box that you're stuffing with odds and ends that people don't exactly know. They know they're buying a box for like $20, but they don't know what's in it.
Yeah, that's
cool. So that's like a really interesting idea.
A huge surprise. So then I did another wave of them last week, and I only did 7 because it was really overwhelming at first.
Sure.
The 7 sold within an hour, and then today I did another round of 11, and 11 sold within an hour.
Wow! Yeah. I mean, and it sounds like, you know, it's a necessity. It's something that you've got to do right now.
Yeah.
Carrie, would you stay on the line for just a moment here while we take another call? I'll come back to you before the break.
Absolutely.
We're going to go now to Liza in Gilmanton. Hey, Liza, welcome to New Hampshire Calling.
Hi.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm good. So what's the deal? What's your story?
So we do Indian food. We started with a food truck, and we've now moved to a meal delivery service. So we have 2 days a week that we're out delivering fresh meals right to your doorstep.
Oh, wow. That's pretty useful right now. What's your business called?
Cafe Mustard Seed.
Okay. And are you, it sounds like you are sort of set up for this in a way, because you started with the food truck and were maybe a little mobile, or no?
Yeah, so it was actually in our thoughts to start this meal delivery route for some time, and it just happened to be the right time.
Okay, gotcha.
Now, so.
Yeah. Someone on the staff here just said the meals are great because she got them delivered on her birthday.
Yeah, we heard.
Yeah. Okay, good. Well, thanks, Liza, for calling in. We appreciate hearing from you.
Thank you.
Okay. This is New Hampshire Calling. We're talking about small businesses during a pandemic. What are you seeing in your community? Who is adapting to support your needs as a community? Who's being creative? And what are the hard choices that your company that you work for, or, you know, in small businesses that are being made about employees, staff, hours, things like that? Call us to talk. 603-513-7700. 603-513-7700. Carrie, before we go into a break here, tell us a song request. We'd like to do song requests on this show. What's your song?
I'm a big fan of the 1980s, and I love Tears for Fears.
Good.
And Kurt Smith and his daughter Diva just did an acoustic rendition of Mad World. And It's fantastic.
Okay, cool. We'll play that as we go into the break. You are listening to New Hampshire Calling. Stay with us. We will be right back. If you're on the phone lines, stay there. We're coming to you next. Bye.
Worn out places, worn out faces, frightened early for their daily races, going nowhere, going nowhere, and their tears are filling up their glasses. No expression, no expression. Hide my head, I want to drown my sorrow. No tomorrow, no tomorrow. And I find it kind of funny, I find it kind of sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you, 'cause I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very mad world. Mad world.
This is Josh Rogers, NHPR senior political reporter, along with my producers.
Hi.
Working from home can be a challenge, but we as a nonprofit news organization understand the gravity of this moment. I feel lucky to be part of this newsroom because I believe local and responsible news reporting brings us together. If you're able to give us your support right now, please make a gift today at nhpr.org, and we thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For your generous support.
Welcome back. I'm Jack Rodolico, and this is New Hampshire Calling, a pop-up show from NHPR that's all about how we can help each other navigate daily life in this time of a pandemic. New Hampshire Calling is a place to share your thoughts and to hear what others in your community are sharing. It's a place to come together, a place where we're all experiencing something in common. And let's be honest, NHPR is a business too, a nonprofit business. While you're listening this evening, if you can, take a moment to show your support for NHPR by going online to nhpr.org. Every little bit makes a difference, and thank you. That's our business. Now let's talk about yours. Tonight, we want to hear about small businesses from any and every angle. Is your business surviving this pandemic? Are you finding new customers? Are you desperately trying to serve the customers you've already built relationships with? And if you are a consumer, is that local business that you care about trying really hard? Do you want to give them a shout out about the way they are being creative to survive this moment? We want to hear from everyone. Call us to talk about the small business on your mind, 603-513-7700. Again, the number is 603-513-7700. You can email us at nhcalling@nhpr.org. And Todd Bookman is still on the line here with me as we talk about small businesses in the state. And Todd, I think like one of the most surreal things is the walking down a main street in this moment. You live in Exeter. Talk about that.
Yeah. I don't think I've left Exeter in something like 6 weeks, but I do try to get downtown at least every day to, you know, walk around and see what's happening. And it's so quiet. It's eerie. It reminds me of what it's like walking around during a snowstorm in New Hampshire winter, where there's just no cars on the road and everything feels deadened. And that's kind of the way walking around these classic Main Street New England towns, I assume, feel like everywhere, certainly here in Exeter. And there's just, you know, there's signs up in every shop about, you know, we will return, we will reopen after this. And there's, everybody seems to have instructions for what the UPS and FedEx guy should do with packages.
Right.
But besides that, it's just, there's nowhere to go.
Yeah, I know. It's the same thing in Concord. It feels like an early on a Sunday morning or something like that all the time. We're talking about small businesses. Call to talk about the small business on your mind at 603-513-7700. Again, 603-513-7700. 7700. Todd, we got people waiting on hold here to talk about their businesses. So let's go to Nick in Wilmot. Nick, welcome to New Hampshire Calling.
Thank you, Jack.
No problem. Good to have you.
And thanks for not hitting the road. Thanks for hitting the airwaves.
You got it, Nick. I appreciate that. So what's the small business on your mind?
Nick's Other Band.
Nick's Other Band. This is your band, your music group?
Very popular band in New Hampshire.
Okay, okay. And so what kind of music, first of all?
We do classic rock and roll.
Okay, awesome. And do you have, like, I imagine you are not doing any live shows right now. And are you just trying to figure this out? Are you doing anything online? Do you have a fan base you're trying to stay in touch with?
Our business is bringing joy and music to people's lives when they get together. And so right now we're not being able to do that. We're only being able to get together with ourselves online and figure out what we're going to play next. Learning new music and trying to cope with, you know, the whole situation.
Yeah.
But we want to tell everybody that, you know, it's going to end and we'll be back together and we'll be dancing and breathing hard right next to each other anytime soon, but not too soon.
Sounds good, Nick. Thanks so much for calling into the show. We appreciate hearing from you. This is New Hampshire Calling. We're talking about all kinds of small businesses in New Hampshire and how they are surviving, thriving, and struggling in this moment. Call us at 603-513-7700. Again, 603-513-7700. You can email us your story, too, at nhcalling@nhpr.org. Carol is calling from Portsmouth out on the seacoast there. Carol, how are you doing tonight?
I'm good. Thank you.
Good, good. What do you want to talk about?
Well, I have two businesses that I'm supporting in Portsmouth.
Okay.
That are making great adaptations to these times. The first is a River Run bookstore, which is a small privately owned bookstore. And I guess they're all privately owned. And Tom, the proprietor, is delivering books to people's houses. He's a one-man delivery service. And, of course, you can also do curbside. Mm-hmm. But he sends out emails reminding you of how easy it is to buy books. And he's making it real easy.
That's great.
And the other store that I wanted to, the Middle Street Market, it's also called the Middle Street Meat Market, the proprietor there, John, has done a really good job of stocking essentials. Now he's got toilet paper and meat, and he's a small grocery store so that people can go in and go out real quick and don't have to be exposed to very many people. And the other thing that he's done is he has elderberry syrup, and which is an immune booster, and one of his employees is making masks, and so he's selling, you know, face masks. And he's selling those at no profit for himself, but just so that everybody that wants to can get a mask for themselves.
Wow! Yeah, and it's, you know, the bookstores. People love their local bookstores. Everybody loves a bookstore, and it's something that you really want to support. I know. Do you have any relation to somebody who works at NHPR? Just out of curiosity.
Yes, I do.
Would it happen to be Todd Bookman?
It happens to be Todd Bookman, my favorite nephew.
All right.
He's
hey, Aunt Carol.
My favorite nephew. I know Todd.
and Todd, have you reached out to call your Aunt Carol and let her know how you're doing right now?
You know, I think Aunt Carol is actually the last person I've seen besides my wife in about a month. Uh-huh. We met up for a social distance walk a long time ago. So.
Weeks ago.
I'm so glad through the magic of radio that we've been able to briefly reunite you. And Aunt Carol, thank you for calling in. Those are great, great local businesses, and it sounds like you're going to continue to support them. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
bye.
Take care.
Bye.
Take care. Any other aunts or uncles going to be calling, Todd?
I think that's it.
That might be it. Okay, good. But like, you know, the bookstore, I mean, everybody loves their bookstore.
And it's a great product to have delivered, you know, it's like something tangible, something that you can use right away and enjoy. So yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, let's go. Let's head on with the calls. We've got plenty. Jesse is calling from Rollinsburg. Hey, Jesse, how are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm fine, thank you. How are you this evening?
I'm fantastic. You own a small business?
I do. I own a small canvas shop. We started out in Portsmouth. I'm actually, truthfully, in Elliott, Maine now, but okay. I listen to NHPR all the time.
Thank you for that.
I've been in business for 30 years. It's really kind of surreal to be working all by myself. This is my fourth week of just working by myself. I have a lot of work that I can do by myself.
And you've let go of employees?
I have several employees, and they were totally on board with getting furloughed out. We
really
all felt as though we wanted to keep our germ pools, as it was, as small as possible. And for them to stay home made sense, and for me to go in and work by myself and try and get a leg up on a few jobs made sense, too. Typically, this is the busiest time of year for us.
Right.
I hate to think of the tsunami that is going to be coming our way when the gates get lifted. It's going to be awful, but
yeah,
that's neither here nor there. I know we have lots of work. This is not going to put my business out of business.
Right. And Jesse, these employees, are these people that have worked for you for a long time or people you're close with?
Yes.
Yeah.
One of them's worked for me for 11 years,
wow,
I think, and the other one's worked for me for almost two.
Mm-hmm.
They're both getting unemployment. They signed up right off the bat and are, you know, we're all hoping that we'll be going back to work soon. And they know they have jobs to come back to and that we have lots of work to do. But
Jesse, thank you so much.
They just want to keep them themselves at the moment.
Yeah, it's really tough. And I really appreciate you calling in to share a tough story. But it sounds like you are all on the same page. And I wish you all a lot of luck moving forward. This is New Hampshire Calling, our number to talk about the small business that is on your mind during this pandemic, whether it's one you love and try to support, whether it's one that you work for or own. Is the number to call to talk is 603-513-7700, 603-513-7700. You can email your story to nhcalling@nhpr.org. We've got someone else that we really wanted to speak with tonight because he's in a pretty unique situation. Kyle Billings is on the line in Rochester. Kyle, how are you tonight?
Good. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. Thanks so much for being here. So you just opened a restaurant called The Laughing Duck in Rochester. I checked out your website. It looks good. If I could, I'd go, you know, and get myself a burger and a beer there. But you are starting a small business in the middle of this crazy thing. You know, it's like notoriously challenging endeavor to open a small business, a restaurant. But I can't imagine what it's like to have a business plan and then the pandemic hits and you decide to open anyway. So what's, you know, how's it going?
You know, so we just opened Friday and we had a fairly successful weekend, you know, all things considered. You know, we started this back in December and obviously weren't expecting the pandemic to hit the way it did. And we just sort of made the decision. In my area, I'm involved in a lot of organizations, Rochester Rise Up and all these downtown, you know, organizations that focus on preservation of Rochester.
Yeah.
And so it really seemed like something I should have done just to bring some sort of light of optimism. You know, this is not my only business I own in Rochester. And, you know, I was forced to temporarily shut down my other businesses, you know, I get, other than curbside and online sales and stuff. So it seemed like something that we could do just to show people that, you know, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. There's still new stuff going on, still excitement in the area, and to, you know.
And have you had to, you know, alter the number of employees you have? I mean, did you have to open in a downscaled way that you were not originally expecting?
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm not, you know, I can't speak for when you checked out our menu, but when we initially launched our website, we had a 40-item menu. Mm. We have two floors in our building. One has an upstairs bar with a stage and a dance area. We were really looking forward to it. We had a team of almost 30 people.
Wow.
And we were ready to go. And then, you know, Sununu issued that order and everything else played out. And it cut down to there's six of us here on a, you know, Friday or Saturday night.
Right.
But is very low for a restaurant.
Yeah,
but,
Kyle, I wish you all kinds of luck. This is Kyle Billings, owner of The Laughing Duck, a new restaurant in Rochester that is still making food and trying to get it out to you. Thanks for calling in, Kyle.
Thank you.
This is New Hampshire Calling. We're talking about small businesses during a pandemic in New Hampshire. What are the businesses that you are trying to support? Is there one you want to give a shout out to? Or if you're working for one of these businesses, how are they adapting? How are you adapting? Are you being creative on social media? Are you being creative in any way? I'm sure you are. Call us at 603-513-7700. 603-513-7700. Heather is calling in from Tilton. Hi, Heather. How are you? Welcome to New Hampshire Calling.
Hi, I'm doing well.
Good. What's the business on your mind?
So my family owns an alteration business here in Tilton, New Hampshire called Smith Truck. And this time of year is our busiest, well, would be our busiest time of year because they proms and weddings and all those things that everybody needs their dresses and clothes fixed for. But because of the pandemic, now we don't have anything. We tried to, you know, make masks and things like that, but the 3 months from February to June, that makes all of our money to survive through the rest of the year. So it's going to be tough for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
But it's just our family, and we don't really, some months we don't make a profit.
Right.
But we're able to at least leave the lights on. So this year it's going to be a little tough to keep the lights on.
And as you said, with no proms and, you know, maybe fewer weddings, I imagine it's going to be tough, Heather. But thank you for calling in and sharing your story. It's good to hear from you, even though it's a tough one. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah. Have a great day.
You too. We're going to go now to Lee, calling from Enfield. Hi, Lee. How are you?
Hi. I'm very well. I actually just came home from the store, and I'm very happy because I scored a package of toilet paper.
All right. Congratulations. The struggle is real, and you are not the first person who's called in on this show who is actively shopping for toilet paper. So thank you. Thank you for being the second one, I believe. What do you want to talk about?
So I am not a business owner,
okay,
but I do have a lot of hair on my head, and I'm wondering, I live in the Upper Valley, and I'm wondering what people are doing to get their hair cut and styled and that sort of thing. I am getting a little desperate here, and when they say that hair salonists are not essential, I would not agree.
Hold on. I'm going to put her on the spot. Emily Quirk, who produces this show, has been talking about this for weeks. Let's let her rant. Go for it, Emily.
I just want to say that I wish that I had panicked, haircutted myself before, or got a haircut before all of this happened, because it's bleak, and I know it's just a matter of time before I take matters into my own hands, and it's not going to end well.
Yes.
That's exactly how I feel. I look like that kindergartner.
Exactly.
That's right.
Just a glass of wine or two, and then things are going to get real fast.
Yeah.
We're in the same boat.
And for all the guys out there who are like me and just don't have that much hair to complain about, we know we're going to be okay. Thanks for calling in. This is New Hampshire Calling. We are live and want to hear from you next. We're talking about small businesses during a pandemic. If you're on the phone lines, stay with us. We'll be right back. 603-513-7700. Welcome back. This is New Hampshire Calling. We are live and want to hear from you next about the small business that's on your mind during this pandemic. And I want to tell you about two things that you're going to want to tune into tomorrow on NHPR, one that's really connected to what we're doing right now. At 9 a.m., The Exchange will be talking about the CARES Act. That's the federal stimulus that will be funneling billions of dollars to businesses around the country and their employees. If you want to tell The Exchange your story and have your questions answered about the CARES Act, this big, confusing federal stimulus, email that question now to exchange@nhpr.org and tune in at 9 a.m. tomorrow to listen. And tomorrow night, we are going to keep the mood light on New Hampshire Calling. We're going to be talking about what you are watching right now to pass the time. Did you binge watch The Tiger King on Netflix, guilty as charged? Or are you grateful as ever for General Hospital? Whatever it is, tell us. You can email us now or you can send us a voicemail in advance to talk about what you're watching. 603-513-7700. But right now, we're live. We want to talk more about small businesses. Todd Bookman is still on the line. Todd, it's like – it's so – you know, the thing is, like, you open up the lines like this, you don't know who's going to call in, and it's kind of this emotional roller coaster that people are going through. You hear a little optimism. You hear pessimism. And I feel like I hear people, like, trying to put a happy face on a situation that's pretty tough.
Yeah, no, that's certainly the case. You know, one thing I thought about, Jack, and I know a lot of small businesses have started doing this recently, is selling or offering gift cards. You know, that's one great way you could sort of support your local restaurant. They get a cash infusion, and it gives you something to look forward to, you know, 20 bucks down the road at your local coffee shop to use when they reopen. So I know that's one way that a lot of small businesses are trying to stay afloat right now. So that's a good way, if you can, to certainly support those businesses.
Yeah, we had someone, Portsmouth City Councilor, on the show last week saying he created a website just for local restaurants in Portsmouth where people can buy gift cards. And he described it as like a no interest loan, a little infusion of cash. So I want to go back to we'll do an email and then go back to the phones. Andrea wrote in to say, my small gym in Concord called Get Fit NH has gone totally virtual. They have created personalized programs delivered throughout the week. They have call-in times for support and accountability. They have live training every morning at 5 a.m. and then a watch party at 8 a.m. Their consistent care and outreach has been both welcome and needed during this time of physical distancing. They are offering anyone a free two-week trial. It's fantastic. But she says, P.S., I'm not affiliated, just a longtime member. Thank you for telling us about that. You have no conflict of interest there. We're talking about small businesses. Call in to talk about the one that you are concerned about at 603-513-7700. Sam is calling in from New Boston. Hey, Sam, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. Okay. And what do you want to tell us about?
So I work at Aubin Hardware. It's a small family-owned hardware store on Pinardville in the west side of Manchester. My grandfather actually opened the store in 1974. It's owned by my father and uncles now. We're lucky enough to be considered essential, so we're still doing 12 hours a day. You know, people are walking right in, but there are plenty of people who are calling ahead. They are saying, hey, we'd rather meet you in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're fine to accommodate any way we can. We're taking more online orders than ever. And just trying to do our best to help the community. We actually got some of those much needed supplies in that we didn't expect. And, you know, I'm proud of my father and my uncle for being judicious with them and making sure they got them into the hands that need them most, you know, whether it be the Hillsborough County Nursing Home down the road, Catholic Medical Center also right down the road. And, you know, we're trying to keep them for our customers too, but certain people need certain things.
Yeah. And Sam, are you finding that, you know, I mean, that's one thing people have, a lot of people have time for is home projects, and that people are spending so much time at home. Is your revenue pretty steady from what it normally is?
Yeah. I mean, it's a good time of the year for us anyway. With,
okay.
You know, everyone getting into spring and working on their lawns.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, you put half the population stuck at home and they're going to get sick of their wall colors, you know? So people are painting and they're using their time well.
Yeah.
You know, not everyone's just watching Tiger King. People are really getting stuff done.
Is that a dig? I take that. I take personal offense. I'm just kidding.
No, I just haven't gotten around to
it yet. Okay. Well, listen tomorrow night. We're going to talk about it too much. Oh, maybe not too much. But no, Sam, I totally hear your point. And thanks so much for calling in and for sharing your story about your family-owned business. This is New Hampshire Calling. We're talking about small businesses. And we want to hear about the small business you are concerned about right now at 603-513-7700. We've got Madeline on the line calling from Plymouth. Hey, Madeline, how are you?
Hi, Jack. Thanks for taking my call today.
Yeah. So, Madeline, you are a realtor with Hammond Wheeler. Is that right?
Yep. And I work for Hammond Wheeler Realty based in Campton.
Okay. And you're dealing with home sales in the Lakes region and White Mountains region. So the first question is, like, what are sales like over the last month, this crazy month? You know, if you drew a line curve, what would it look like?
Strong at the beginning of the month, and then right around the middle of March, sharp drop in activity. As soon as things started to get serious in New Hampshire, as soon as the schools closed, there was a definite stutter step in the spring market. And this is typically our busiest time of year. So it's kind of putting everyone off a little bit.
Yeah.
Although we are equipped to help people buy and sell real estate, and we've got all sorts of creative solutions in the works. And for those people who do want to move forward.
Yeah. I mean, that's one of the things that is on my mind about, you know, buying and selling a home. That's a pretty intimate transaction. I mean, you have strangers coming into your house, into your bedroom, mm-hmm. into your bathroom. And that's the thing where none of us are supposed to be doing right now. So, I mean, mm-hmm. I would imagine that's a pretty steep wall to climb, you know, a barrier right now to even showing homes.
It is. And my office policy right now is that we are not going into homes with clients. If somebody wants to see a house, we're going to wait in the parking lot. And as long as the homeowner is comfortable with it, the buyers are going into the home. And in some cases, communities have actually sent out notices, Waterville Valley, for example, asking people if they don't live there full time to please stay home.
Oh, wow. Yeah, yeah. Well, Madeline, thanks so much for calling in. Madeline McKelney, realtor with Hammond Realty in Plymouth. Have a good night.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. We've got Alan on the line from Thornton. Hey, Alan, how are you?
Pretty good.
Okay, and what's your story?
Well, I've been in for quite a few years. I used to be a real estate broker, too, and then I changed to taking people to the airport, like a limo company.
Okay.
And I did that for 10 or 12 years, and then probably peak time was just before September 11th. That was the busiest we ever were. But now my company is, I haven't had no jobs at all in the last month. So it's been a little bit of a struggle. Plus my health is kind of been in and out of the hospital, even though I was tested for virus, but on a negative, but
okay.
The thing is that it's tough getting going again, and I had no calls at all, and it's just it's a tough time.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I have another problem too, is the fact that my printer, I had a new hard drive put in my printer just before Best Buy locked the doors, so you couldn't go in anymore. So I got it back, but the thing is that it doesn't talk to the printer, so I can't get anything out. You know, I have my son's taxes in there, I have my own taxes in it, but I can't get it out of the printer.
Alan, I mean, it's sort of like life doesn't cooperate when you need it to, right?
When you need it the most.
Yeah, and sometimes those little things become so, you know, in a moment like this, you know, the printer doesn't work. And it's
right.
Like, come on, you know,
yeah.
What else? You know, listen to The Exchange tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. It's, you know, if you own a small business, it's going to be all about, you know, who is accessible for the federal dollars, you know, how to access them, that kind of, they're going to have experts on who will have answers to questions. So,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And we've got some, they'll have resources for you for sure.
Yeah, especially if they had somebody that knows about computers and how to get past the couple loopholes to, to be able to use the printer and get the material. So even though, you know, these dates been extended to the July 15th, but just, you know, I want to get it out and then get done with it, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Alan, I hear you. I've had many arguments with printers, and I know how frustrating that is. I really wish you a lot of luck and have a good night. We got an email from Andy in Hollis who says, this is a shout out for HearSmart Audiology, a three-person medical practice that provides hearing aids and hearing therapy. Their patrons are inherently at-risk seniors, so they have had to shut down office visits. They made an offer to allow online purchases of supplies and repairs to be donated to patients who cannot afford these important quality-of-life items. This keeps minimum staff salaries funded and isolated seniors provided with support. A true win-win idea. That's a great one right there, and I appreciate that shout out. And right now we're going to go to Angie calling from Concord. Is this Angie Lane of Red River Theaters?
Yes, Doug, it's Angie Lane. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so bummed. So Angie Lane, it's a full disclosure, you used to work at NHPR a while ago.
I did.
But now you run a fine establishment called Red River Theaters in Concord, which is an independent theater. And I bump into you like once a week on Main Street in a normal world, but now it hasn't happened in a while.
Yeah, I really miss that. I mean, this town, as you know, is literally like that's what you do. You bump into people on the Main Street. You bump into them at the farmer's market. So, yeah, I'm really missing all of that. Right
yeah.
Now.
And I've thought about Red River. You know, I love going to movies at your theater. And how in the world are you adapting to this?
Well, I mean, as you can imagine, like closing down the theater is basically, you know, halted all of our revenue. And so right now we're really kind of pivoting and trying to offer virtual movies. So knowing that people can't come together, but they can kind of still come together over movies and the love of like indie cinema.
Mm-hmm.
And we've gotten such a great response to it. So it's been really wonderful. And I think any fear that people are going to forget about us, which I think is silly, because I mean, Red River is such a special place. And we've been getting such great feedback that, you know, that they're just raring to go. People want to come back and enjoy movies together, which is, like, ironic. You don't necessarily talk during the movies, but,
yeah.
you know what it's like to be at Red River? Like, you come out and all you can do is just talk about what you just saw.
Yes.
And you're talking to strangers.
Yeah, and your conversation bleeds into somebody else's conversation. So that means that, like, I could go on Red River Theater's website and stream something. What are you streaming right now?
So, yes, you can go on and you can click in. Basically, it's done through whoever's distributing the movie, but you click on that link. Any so-called ticket you buy, a portion of that will go to Red River. I don't know if you're interested, but we are streaming the Cat Video Fest right now, Jack. If you want
the what? Sorry?
It's the Cat Video Fest. You can see.
What is that?
It's basically the compilation of the best of cat videos that you find on the internet. thank God.
I thought you were going to say something high-minded, like some independent film that I was going to be embarrassed to say I had not heard of. And you're Red River, my local independent theater, is streaming cat videos. I mean, whatever. I will support you guys, and I will go check out your cat videos.
We definitely have some other great independent titles, and so you can go on. We're kind of being able to release new things every week. So
yeah.
The best way to follow us is on social media or go on to the website. So yeah, we're trying to give a variety. We're working with the distributors that are allowing us to do this. And for right now, it's just a great way to still connect with our community.
Cool. Thanks, Angie, for calling. And I look forward to seeing you on Main Street in a normal world.
Thanks, Zach.
Okay, take care. That's it. That's our show. We had so many people. Todd, what do you think? I mean, do you think we still come back to at this point, like, we're stuck with anecdotes? We don't really know where this is going.
I think that's true. But I also think, you know, based on what we've heard this hour, there are so many businesses out there that are just being so creative that you just get the sense that a lot of them are going to pull through this.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I keep thinking in my head is like, this is nobody's fault. Like, these aren't these businesses' fault. And so I think it's going to be on customers, you know, when everything reopens, to sort of go that extra mile to try to support these businesses if they can. And I think that's going to be sort of how a lot of entities, you know, kind of pull through this.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's an important thing. You know, nobody took out a bad loan here. Yeah.
Right.
Todd Buchman, thank you so much for coming along for the ride on New Hampshire Calling tonight. I also want to thank everyone who listened, everyone who called in. Also, thanks to Carrie Lindstrom, Kyle Billings, and Madeline McKelleny. We wish all of you luck, everyone, in your business endeavors. New Hampshire Calling is produced by Emily Quirk, and now also with help from Pete Nakos, who we are happy to welcome to NHPR. Nice job with the emails tonight, Pete. Corey Princel is NHPR's managing editor. Maureen McMurray is our show's executive producer. This is New Hampshire Calling. I'm Jack Rodolico, and remember, we are all in this together.
You rely on NHPR for critical and timely information, especially during times like this. We're here for you. And the truth is, we actually need you now more than ever. This Thursday, we're conducting a one-day challenge with a goal of $50,000. When we raise that amount, an additional $20,000 will be unlocked by generous donors of NHPR. So you can help us get a head start on this challenge by making a gift in any amount right now at nhpr.org. We're in this together. Thank you for your support.